Chapter 8, The Conquering Power of Faith. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said to his disciples, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." For our faith to work, we must learn to speak like Jesus. Every word Jesus spoke when he walked the face of the earth came to pass. Nobody ever spoke like him. Every time he opened his mouth to speak, he spoke words of faith that produced results. This is what the religious folks back in the days of Jesus didn't like about him. They crucified him because of his words, nothing else. His confessions were too powerful for the natural mind to comprehend. He confessed himself to be the Son of God, and the religious folks hated him for that. When he spoke, blindness left. Deaf ears were unstopped. The lame got up to walk. Mime limbs were made whole, and the dead were raised. His words were different. They were not ordinary. Whenever he spoke, significant changes took place in the lives of his hearers. Demons cried in horror and scampered in terror. It wasn't his touch that produced the miracles, but his words. Words that were full of power. Here in John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus made a powerful confession and said to his disciples, "Cheer up, I have overcome the world." Nobody ever talked like Jesus. How could he say, "I have overcome the world," when he hadn't even gone to the cross, much less risen from the dead? He said these words before he went to the cross, before his death, burial, and resurrection. Therefore, we ought to find out how he overcame the world, because it's obvious he did something you and I can do. I found out from the Bible that Jesus overcame the world by speaking faith-filled words, and discovered I can do the same thing. Faith, the victory that overcomes the world. Remember, Jesus made this world. The Bible says without him was not anything made that was made. John chapter 1 verse 3. There was nothing in the system of this world that wasn't subject to Jesus. He exercised dominion over all things. He tamed them by his words, faith-filled words. He spoke to mime limbs, corpses, deaf ears, blind eyes, crippled limbs, demons of darkness, fishes, trees, and they obeyed him. He tamed the laws of nature and transcended them. He was never a victim. He walked on water, spoke to the wind, and calmed the storm. When he encountered the lepers and said, "Be clean," the leprosy disappeared. He knew who he was. He was never afraid of anything. Everyone wondered at him when he spoke. He didn't mince words in declaring his identity. He said, "I and my Father are one." John chapter 10, verse 30. He walked in union with the Father. Just like Jesus, the words we speak are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63. That means our words are not empty. They are potent. They have conquering, overcoming, and prevailing power over devils, adversities, and every negative circumstance of life. This is why it's so important that we talk like Jesus by releasing faith-filled words. No wonder John cried, "This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Our faith is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith has supernatural power to conquer, tame, and subdue the world. Hebrews chapter 11 gives us a catalog of faith folks, great men and women who subdued and tamed the world by faith. And what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to 34. Paul paints the picture for us of how these men subdued and conquered their world through faith. Bible history has it that John, the beloved apostle, during the great persecution of the church, was covered in a cauldron of boiling oil and left to die. But by the time all the oil burnt out, they opened it up and were shocked to see John still alive. I believe he must have pointed in their faces, saying, "Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world." Did you ever read about Samson? He tore a lion apart with his bare hands. David did the same thing. How about Daniel? He was thrown into the lion's den. And guess what he did? He didn't think about killing the lions. Rather, he tamed them. Then he sat with them and put his hands upon them. I'm showing you how some of the guys from our lineage of faith subdued their world. They dominated and conquered their world to the point the world wasn't worthy of them anymore. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 38. By their faith, they completely overcame this physical world to the point they just couldn't stay here anymore. Men like Enoch, who the Bible says, walked with God and he was not, for God took him. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. That doesn't mean God took his life or that he died, but that he walked by faith and subdued this world to the extent he was literally translated out of the world into heaven. How? By faith. You too can do the same and get listed in Faith's Hall of Fame.